Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
I don't give a fuck. I'm in your house with my fucking child support. Way out.
Thank you.
Jackson Lynn, yo. That should be off the chain. You listening to your boy Jonah Bay. Let me start these lives real quick. I am live on YouTube. Let me get Facebook jumping. I am live on Facebook. And I am now live on the gram. So, we had a great webinar this past weekend. If you missed it, go to jonahbay.com. You can buy a copy. And for all the people that was on the webinar, you should have gotten an email about your discount code to get your copy. The whole nine. So go to jonahbay.com to pick up your copy of that webinar. It's a must. You need it to be battle ready in your court documents because it is very precise. It is very precise. And if you have it, yo, you're going to be asked out. Oh, you're going to get ruled. B-12-6. And it kick your case out. You don't want that. You know what I mean? So always stay battle ready.
I was going through all my paperwork today, and at the pool, I pulled out my joints. My joints. These are, like, right here is the official, of the Secretary of State of Georgia, Brian Kemp, right? So if I wanted to do a 241-42 on him, I can't because I got oath, right? And here goes the code down there on the bottom. It shows he got an order with that oath, supporting the Constitution. I got that one. And, of course, the certified copies from the Secretary of State. And this one is for loyalty oath of Nathan Deal. I got him too, right? See, I don't play with him. Anything I tell y'all to do, I already did, right? So now, here's one of the sheriff oaths. And there's a sheriff's post right here. And this is the sheriff for Murphy L. Mann. And this is for Stone Mountain. Because I be driving in Stone Mountain sometimes. Right? So if I have any problems with injunction, Stone Mountain, I'm going to go after him. The one. And this is one for Bill Warren, sheriff, and he is the sheriff for Cobb County. See what I'm saying? I find junction to, right? This one right here is for Butch Conway. And he is sheriff of Gwinnett County. Definitely being Gwinnett. You know what I mean? Right? Then, got the next one. This is Samuels S. Owens. He is the attorney general of the state of Georgia. Yeah, the attorney general. I got his oath. I don't know why y'all be saying y'all can't get these oaths. I gave y'all the law. It's in the archives. Go to cloud.com. It's in the archives where I show you the law that we get the oaths and their indemnity bond. And this one is for Theodore Jackson, sheriff. Now, I went and got these in 2013, if you see the date. 2013. I've been on it. Fulton County. That's the county I live in. I definitely had to get him. Yo, y'all got to do y'all's work. Y'all got to go pick up these documents. Y'all got to be ready to sue these people for 241, 242 suit. And remove what? Their diplomatic immunity. These are the documents you need. Make sure you remove the diplomatic immunity. You see what I'm saying? Are y'all doing that? It's not that I'm not telling you. I'm definitely telling you what to do. It's time to get off your ass and start doing it. You know what I mean? So, I was in my paperwork, because I was on my authenticated birth certificates, because right now I'm working on bringing y'all a tax exemption card to use in every store from United States of America's State Department. So for y'all to get that card, I'll tell you when it's done, but when you, for y'all to get that card, you are going to need your authentic certificate. Right? All right. I got a congressional record of the Iroquois Confederate system. Confederate system. I want y'all to know something. And this was in agreed October 21st, 1988. It says, coherent resolution, whereas the original framers of the Constitution, including most notably George Washington, they are known to have greatly admired the concepts of the Six Nations of the Iroquois Confederation. Whereas the Confederation, so if it's no sound on Facebook, nigga, go to another one. You know, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram, get on another one. Nothing I can do about that. Facebook is scrolling, and they blocking me. I mean, YouTube is scrolling. There's people on there. I can't see myself, though. But it seems like it's still working. I can't do nothing about that. If they block my signal, they block my signal. I'm going to keep on reading. All right. Where at the Confederation of King Colonies into one republic was influenced by the political system developed by the Iroquois Confederacy, as were many of the democratic principles which were incorporated into the Constitution itself. Whereas the formation of the United States, the Congress has recognized the sovereign status of the Indian tribes and has, through the exercise of powers reversed to the federal government, in the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, dealt with Indian tribes on governmental to government basis, and has, through the Treaty Clause, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2, entered into 370 treaties with the Indian tribal nations. Now notice, in this, they're not saying Native American. Native American is the Orientals looking people. It's BIA. Indian is you so-called Negro, black people, African Americans and all that. Y'all are the ones with the treaties that y'all don't even know. Y'all ain't enforcing enough of that. I enforce mine. This is why I'm giving you the tax joint. Y'all ain't going to be paying taxes nowhere. And especially if you already did your tax injunction. For the tax injunction, make sure you go to jonahbay.com to pick that up. All right? But let me go on. Whereas from the first treaty entered into the Indian nation, the treaty with the Delaware Indians, September 17, 1778, the Congress was assumed a trust responsibility and obligation to the treaty tribes and their members. See? Didn't I tell you it was a trust? Didn't I tell you it was a trust and they were trustees? Y'all aren't telling your trustees what to do for you. Right? But let me go on. And like I said, this congressional record, it cannot be debated. Cannot be debated, yo. But let me go on. Then, everyone hit me up, make me lose my spot. Whereas this trust responsibility provided for in the Northwest Ordinance of 1787, 1 Stat 50, and whereas the judicial system of the United States consistently recognized and reaffirmed this special relationships, and therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring that the Congress, on the occasion of the 200th anniversary of signing the United States Constitution, acknowledges the contribution made by the Iroquois Confederacy and other Indian nations to the formation development of the United States recognized government-to-government relationship with the Indian tribes, which has been the cornerstone of the nation's official Indian policy. The Congress specifically acknowledges and reaffirms the trust, responsibility, and obligation of the United States government to the Indian tribes, including Alaska Natives, for their preservation and protection and enhancement, including provisions of health, education, social, economic assistance programs as necessary, and including the duty to assist tribes in their performance of governmental responsibilities to provide for the social, economic well-being of their members to preserve tribal culture, identity, and heritage. The Congress also acknowledged the need to exercise the utmost good faith in upholding the treaties with various tribes as the tribes understood them to be, and the duty of the great nation to uphold legal moral obligations for the benefit of all citizens so that they and their prosperity may also continue to enjoy the rights they have enshrined in the United States Constitution time immemorial. Now, we bring that up because you got an obligation, a trust obligation to you Moors especially, under treaty rights, right? Father, no, the five civilized tribes was the Moorish tribes. It was the same tribes. When you didn't know who you was pushed out to Oklahoma, Tulsa, to be specific, and all of that. Y'all don't know y'all history, so y'all aren't using it. Y'all don't know how to use it. Y'all need to get these documents and know what you're talking about. So that was America admitting that they got their government from the Iroquois Confederacy. Now, the Iroquois Confederacy documentation, you know what the paper is called? Articles of Confederation. Articles of Association. That was your ancestors' government. They switched over from the Articles of Confederation to the United States Constitution. Y'all don't know this history. Y'all are arguing amongst y'all saying, yo, I'm not a Moor. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm not a Hebrew Israelite. I'm not a Jew. I'm a Muslim. I'm not a Muslim. I'm an Indian. For all of that. And then some. Y'all got to know the true history, man. Y'all got to have these documents for the Library of Congress. If motherfuckers ain't showing you these documents and reading them to you, fuck really going on? Do you know it's said, it's written in the Constitution, Indians shall not be taxed. Are you being taxed? Then you're not listed as an Indian. You're not following your ancestors. Now, here's the thing about it. I always tell your peace to the gods, especially when I'm answering the phone calls, right? These are the things your ancestors do. Psalms 82:1, right? It says, they know nothing. They understand nothing. They talk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. And I said, you are gods. You are the sons of the Most High. Right in the Bible, it's telling you you are God and you're the son of the Most High. You don't know that verse. Some of y'all get offended when I say peace to the God. Here's another verse. John 10:34. Jesus answered them, isn't it written in your scripture, I said, you are God. Jesus answered them, is it written in the law? I said, ye are God. That's the second verse right there that tells you you are God. And it's more in the Bible. You don't know your history. All this goes together. And y'all got it where it's separated. It's separated. So I just wanted to give y'all some true history, congressional records tonight, to show you who and what you are. You are a God in the flesh. Don't let no one ever tell you anything less than that. And y'all was listed as Indians. Y'all was listed as Moors. Y'all was listed as the tribe of Judah, the Israelites. Yahudi. Let me open up the call line. See what's going on. Woo-wee. This is going to be a short show. I only got one phone hand up for the phone. Going to 901-631. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the God. Donald, peace to the God.
What up, God?
Hey, wonderful webinar too, man. Phil Shocker, man. I
absolutely
appreciate the info.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, I appreciate that info. One thing I wanted to ask was, I know he said that he was gonna send out the documents. Was it like
I already
received mine?
Out. It doesn't happen right away. We got other work to do.
Right.
But it's gonna come.
Right.
Damn.
Hey,
been asking about that all day.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, I was studying some shit about, you know, when they talked about that Christopher Columbus dude. I know a lot of people be having that concept in their head when they talk about Indians versus Moors. But wasn't he the one that came out with that word Indian?
Truly, when you read about India in ancient times, India was over here in what y'all called Americas.
Right.
And you still got
right.
The name Indian connected to what? Florida, Louisiana, the islands. Isn't that called Indies?
Right.
See,
right.
What you have to realize is the white man never creates anything. He hijacks and does a puffy remix. Right?
Right.
So that name never belonged to him. He took it over, coined it, and named it, changed the meaning, and now you believe it was his word, but how could he have a word when he's never created a language? He's never created not one language. Everything
right,
is yours
right,
and your ancestors, right? Now, also, I've got documents that says that you were first called Moors. They knew the Moors were the Israelites. They wanted to hide that. They wanted to hide the fact that y'all was the Egyptians. Egypt is over here, the original one, right? One that the Bible is
right.
Talking about. And they changed your name from Moors to Indian. Then they changed it from Indian to what? Negro, black, colored, African. American.
Right.
Keep on changing the names. They're hoping y'all are going to forget who y'all are and where y'all are. It was all done systematically. So when you don't know all those names is yours, that means you haven't done the right research and you haven't went back far enough.
Right. Hey, I see that nowadays, too. I
was old enough to know that we weren't all African American. And them changed it.
Right. Yeah. I remember hearing one of your shows.
If you do the research on Jesse Jackson, you're going to find out he's the Indian chief. And he's over the tribe.
Wow.
And he's the one that set y'all up to change y'all's name again and all that. The preachers and all that know who you are and have the history. working against
right.
you with the government. Even the Moorish organizations did the same shit. I read to y'all Revolution 75 where it said that the Moorish organization sold the people out and Americanized them. It's written inside
right.
Resolution 75.
Yeah,
when you do,
yeah. When you was talking about that Confederate flag, that Confederate flag that these people claiming today used to be the Moors' Confederate flag.
Not only was it the Moors' Confederate flag, hold on, God, that flag belonged to the Olmecs and the Z people.
Right.
And it was part of the, it's in hieroglyphics down there in the pyramid in Mexico. It always existed.
Right.
That's why I said people got to do their research.
Right,
don't worry.
Right. But you could
tell you about you it. But it's not like I'm going to
see that today,
it
though.
Today.
Yeah. You could see that today because a lot of the black gangs and stuff that were here today, they've been infiltrated by white boys now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
okay, how
man,
about
it's gonna
rap
be taking
music?
Over.
How about rap
it's,
music?
It's gonna be taking over. Yep, same thing. We seen a video where they got it over in Chinese now and Japanese.
Everywhere.
So,
how about rock and roll?
Yep. Man, they've been taking that.
Everything that y'all
yeah.
got increased. How about breakdown?
Yep.
You know, in Japan,
really?
They're cutting their hair with small, tiny rollers, and when it's done, it makes their hair look like our hair.
Right, right, yeah. Man, that's crazy.
And they're taking pills to get dark. Yo, they literally
right.
stealing your identity. Everyone around the world has sold the identity of you people, and y'all don't even know it.
Big case. Big case. Yeah. But that's really all I had to ask, oh God.
That. My brother, peace.
All right, peace, God.
All right, I'm going to 478-302. Peace to the God. Peace.
My brother, peace, brother. How are you?
I'm just wonderful, magnificent, and great. How are you?
I'm great, magnificent, and wonderful. Thanks to you, my brother. Okay, I'm trying to mute you.
So what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I missed out on where you was reading from. It was so good.
I was reading from a congressional record from the Library of Congress. It's called the Iroquois Confederation System. What?
Were you able to share it in the link with us in the chat?
It's a document that I got from the Library of Congress. How I'm going to put it in the chat? I'm reading a piece of paper.
Oh, I see. Okay. But that's a very good piece of paper you have there.
See, I told you what it was. Call the Library of Congress and get you a copy.
Right. That's exactly what I got to do. I got to go back and listen to this show again and find that document.
Yeah, and watch the video because I put the thing up on the video. I showed the document in the video.
You don't have it on your website?
Why would I have it on my website?
So we can go and purchase it.
How you going to purchase it from me, dog? You got to get it from the Library of Congress to have a few copy that you can use.
Well, you taught us how to go get it notarized that it's a copy of the original.
Oh, my God. Yo, you did it in the archive, ain't you?
No, you taught us that long time ago.
I'll think about it. Maybe if my son wants to put buttons up and mail them out, y'all. Maybe I'll talk him into doing it. so he can make some money on the side. But me, myself, you know, damn well, I ain't going to the post office to mail shit out.
Oh, no, I just wanted to download mine. I didn't even want you to mail it. I wanted to go on your website, download it.
Have uploaded. I'll talk to him about it. Talk to him about it, for real.
That's good. That way we can go on his website and help him make a little bit of money, too.
Yeah. You know, you say you ask and you shall receive. You know what I mean?
Ashe, ashe, ashe. Peace to the guys, brother.
All right, peace.
So, yeah, you have a great one. I just wanted to say thank you and give you a shout-out for all of the wonderful gifts you give us all the time and for your energy.
Thank you, Ashe.
Thank you. Ashe.
All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 314-203. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the God. What up, God?
What up, God? That's right. Say that.
What up, God?
Put it in your chest. Peace to the God.
What up, God?
Even Yahshua told you, you gods. Bad places in the Bible tells you, gods. You know what I mean?
Right,
all
dog.
You had to do is Google it. Don't be looking at me like, that's sacrilegious. Why he saying that?
Exactly.
I'm saying something that you're supposed to know.
Yeah, darling, right. Mhm. Okay. I can't let you go, Jonas. The phone again is super extremely beyond choppy. They doing a number tonight, a straight doozy. But you know, through the choppiness and stuff like that, can you bring some more information about the seed of the children of God. The Son of God. Can you bring more information about the children, the Son of God versus man? The difference. Can you break it down a little bit more of the difference between the seed of Seth and the sons of God?
The seed and the sons of God, right? When you say the sons of God, are you talking about the fallen ones? Or are you talking about us born here?
Yeah, I'm actually talking. You know what? Both. Just that alone. The followings and the ones that.
Right.
Both
right.
The followings. Yeah.
Now you're going to have me get crazy on them. But okay. The Philium, it tells you that those were the sons of God that was in the heavens that came down and had sex with the sons of men. And daughters of men, right?
They were
giants. That's what the book is telling you, all, right? And so you got their seed. But before that, even in Genesis, especially when you start reading the old Bibles, I encourage y'all to start looking up the Bibles before King James Bible. It calls us more than all of that. And on the next show, I'm going to show y'all in the Geneva Bible where they call you Moors. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't even know about that shit. They changed the Bible to hide the fact you were Moors. But they had kids that were giants, right? And they had to kill that seed off. Now, that's gods, the Elohim, which are the ones from above. They're known as Anunnakis. Anunnakis were your ancestors and gods of the Bible in the flesh.
Facts. They were in the flesh.
They all had blood ties to these people. Some of these people actually bore your ancestors, right? Birthed them. But they birthed civilization and modern humans all together because they're the ones who tampered with the genetics to make us the way we are today. Some of us came directly from their genes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all proclaiming Elohim from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So tribes that kept the tradition of the Elohim or the Anunnakis, like Moors, If you notice, all the heavenly hosts, the angels, had F on the end of their names. Who the hell has F on the end of their name to this day? Moors. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Moors were called the messengers. The messengers of the Most High, Allah, Elohim. So we would go out and give the different tribes instructions. And we're still doing that. That's what we're doing to y'all tonight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they had certain schools that they had to learn from. And they were called Moors. Then they had another school which they had to learn from, which was the 12 tribes. Or Israelites, right? They were called God's chosen people that kept the laws, right? Then you had Indians, and they kept the laws when it came to nature. So you had different people living different types of lives depending on what schools of thoughts they were in. So some people were living off the land into nature. Some people was, of course, living in high rises and castles and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It depends on what school you was in. So that's how that all worked. I hope that answers the question.
You know what I heard, what I can hear, and I'm going to go back and listen to it again. It's horrible. It's horrible, guys.
All right.
It's the signal. But peace to the gods.
It's horrible on Blog Talk as well?
I'm only using one source.
But you're talking to me. You couldn't hear me while we were on.
Bits and pieces. But I'm putting it together, you know.
Dang.
Everything you're saying, I pretty much knew. So, I mean, it was easy for me to comprehend or hear, put the pieces together of what you were saying. But it's really bad.
This crazy. About that, I got
it. To the gods. You have the floor.
You to the gods. Yes, the Geneva Bible describes Yahshua, uses his name and what his skin tone was and all that. The Geneva Bible breaks down how mostly everyone in the Bible is melanated. So y'all need to get used to that. Y'all call yourselves Christians or Muslims, go into all the Bibles. Y'all are supposed to be knowing. Not guessing, knowing, you know, so y'all got a lot of work to do, okay? I'm looking through YouTube to see if I got any questions. Yes, it's question was, do the oaths come that way, the blue packing, or did you make them that way? Yes, they come that way. When the oath comes, it's sealed by the Secretary of State, and it has to be stapled like this, and it has to have this gold seal. If it does not have it, it's not a cop from the Secretary of State. They must come that way. They don't come that way, you ain't got a one that can be used in court. When it comes that way, you have the full faith and credit of the United States government. And you use it in any court, in any jurisdiction. Marlon, depending on what state you're in, if you authenticated your birth certificate, it will look, all of your documents will look just like your authenticated birth certificate looks like. Now, Georgia uses the blue backing. Some state might use a green backing or whatever. It depends on the state. I can't tell you what they doing in other states. I can tell you what they do here. Okay. Everyone planning that they chopped up my arms tonight. I apologize. They don't want me teaching. This is what we tell y'all, to send me an email to jonesbay@gmail.com and join the private build. Anytime I show y'all how to do stuff in depth online, they mess with my feed. You know what I mean? I got to get into private with me or join my Patreon. I got mad lessons up there, and it's pre-recorded. No choppiness, no nothing. Join the Patreon. The Patreon is only $20 a month. You know what I mean? That's what you're going to have to do. I am one of the people that they shadow ban, and they chop up my show, my content 24/7, because I've been giving y'all this truth for damn near 20 years now. Yeah, Geneva Bible, I believe it does go back to 1599. It might go back to 1502. I think I've seen that before as well. I want to go back. The older you go back, the more proof you get. The more you stay current, the more lies are in there. Especially when the white man got out of the caves. They just started lying to everyone and rewriting history. You got to go back to when you controlled the world and you wrote the history the way it was. Russia, Putin, opened up the archives and started showing some of the documents and the pictures. Yahshua and all the saints and all that, and every last one of them is melanated, a.k.a. black or more. All in anyway, that's my show for tonight. Chopping me up anyway. So fuck it. I'm out of here. They don't want me talking. That shit crazy. Leave me the fuck alone. Peace. I'm out. Peace to the God.